We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Wishbone Ash is in the house. Now, we do take pride on creating a listening room here in our venue, so with respect to the artists and those seated around you, we ask that you please take this time to silence your cell phones and keep your conversations to a whisper throughout the night. In the case of a fire or any other emergency, you can follow the green exit signs to leave the building. We are also offering Artist One tonight, so if you want to pick that up, we have Wishbone Ash labeled perfect. We got some here. You can get signed or unsigned, you can buy that out. Look at that. Display it. There we go. Check it out. Thank you very much. You can get that out at the office. Yeah, gold chardonnay tonight. That's it for me. Thank you all so very much, and enjoy the show.
How y'all doing? All right, small in numbers but big in spirit. I like that. Well, we're going to have some fun tonight, I think. Actually, we're going to feature at some point down the road. By the way, it is nice to be here in Boston. Very nice. Very nice. I'm from Connecticut myself. Don't hold that against me, please. Tonight. I've spent a lot of money in college fees in Massachusetts. I can tell you that. That's why I've been working for 50 years. Anyway, so where was I going with it? Oh yes, we had this album. If you, I'm sure we've got a few die-hard fans here that know a little bit about history. But we had this album, it's called Argus, and it's a classic. I won't even say that myself, but it's 50 years, and I went into a something, and that was weird. That was really weird. I gotta stop talking. All right. But before we do that, we're gonna play some other shit. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that song was written about the fires in the rainforest, but I mean, last week we had our own fire issue, right? Did you guys get it bad in Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, right. New York, it was just like, apocalypse. Anyway, enough of that. Here's another song from the Coat of Arms album, our most recent release. Then we're going to go back 50 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks. Because, you know, it's always tricky playing newer songs because everyone's going like, play us an old one. We're going to play you an old one, a bunch of old ones from the oldest album, 1972, actually. A good year. Life was simple back then, right? No cell phones, no internet, no millennials. No. Oh, did I say that? The Gen Z. What those guys? Sorry. Oh, terrible. I thought I was politically incorrect. I love it. Anyone like Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. Sorry. Yeah, I have a couple of kids away at school. Any Berkeley students up here tonight? You look like, no?
No.
You have to have gone to Berkeley, you know? No, you didn't. Do you have any education?
You just bought yesterday, right? No, I was at Berkeley. I can't afford to sit up.
That's okay. You're among friends. Yes, absolutely. So anyway, where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. We're going to play this classic album. And I owe my whole existence to this record, and so do these guys. This is Bob Ski, by the way, on bass. Bob's family, like mine, is from the east end of London, so we definitely have no education. And but my compatriot here on the right, Mr. Mark Abraham. Yeah, so Mark is definitely a millennial. Are you? He's a good one. And join us on drums, the newest member already a few years, Mr. Michael Truscott.
Yeah. And Mr. Muttermouth here, Andrew Powell.
Thank you, Bob. So Mike's looking back very nervously. But you are a millennial, aren't you?
I am.
Are you fuck the guys. Please redeem yourself. We're both big fans. We're big fans of Sons of Anarchy and just lots of mayhem. So,
well, you're currently watching the Mayans, right?
I've just finished.
Yeah. Mad.
Violence, mayhem. We're all about that. Well, you know, if you did as many tour days as we do, you would be watching that kind of shit on the TV. I think I stopped counting. The days that we have into the future are just coming up. I stopped at 100 and I went, oh God, what have I done? We've just done 50. We just toured Germany and France, right?
Actually 60.
Really? Yeah. We've just done 60?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about that. But it's so great to be here in Boston. The Brits in the band, I'm a Brit, but I've been living in Connecticut for years, but decades in fact, but they all go, oh, Boston is a favourite city. I said, yeah, it's because it's like in England, right? So, you can walk around the streets. You know, a lot of American cities, you're just like, oh, where am I? So I say, it's like not people, it's not people-sized, but Boston is lovely. So we're very happy, and seafood and the whole world. And the education, of course. How many colleges in this town?
100.
There's 300 colleges. Yeah. Is anyone working? Oh man, I love it though. Okay, this one's called Time Wars, so it's looking back. have a song called Time Warner. This one's called Sometime World.
All is well.
where are we going with this?
Oh, yeah,
we're getting into what we call the trilogy. So this Argus album, was kind of impacted by the experiences we're having. So the first side of the album, which those songs are, it's a very short album, but anyway. It was very much impacted by our travel through America. And so you can tell, like, if you were around in the 70s in the States, it was a delightful time to be alive because the Vietnam War just finished. And everything was just bright and shiny. And I just remember driving through these cornfields in Iowa and thinking, this is, I don't know why, but amazing. I was probably due to the illicit substances that were in copious amounts of what the road. But, there was FM radio, right? We all remember that. And, so basically we came up in that era, so we were very much an album band. And we got to LA, and we were playing in the Whiskey Go-Go, and we finished writing that last song. That was where we finished writing it, right? I remember, it's fantastic. But the second side of the album, it gets a little bit more English, so we're delving into our roots, because if you're a schoolboy growing up in England, you would learn. One thing they used to teach you was, aside from hymns, it was country dancing. And, which is kind of like an Irish, Scottish thing, and you were actually permitted to occasionally touch the opposite sex, the hand. And it was a thrill of it, it was amazing. Country dancing. And there was that, and there was the hymns and the folk music, and I don't know, we have this peculiar tradition in the villages in Britain, which is really sad, but there's these people called Morris dancers. Are you familiar with them at all? You are. It's really gay, it's perfect. But that's true. I mean, they kind of make up for it with copious amounts of beer drinking. So, you can wear these bells around the, it's all to do with dancing around the maypole or something. But anyway, so we were infused with all of this. And so part of the, I'm really destroying this album now. So we got, basically, all you need to know is that the second side of the album, we just play minor keys. That's basically it, right? Which is basically English folk music and hymns. So that's it, fuck it, all right.
Oh.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to play a little pastoral piece from this album. Tune first, I think. It's always good. Tune. So what's new in Boston? Talk to me. Okay, so this little piece is called Leave the Stream.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Mark Pinard from the guitar.
Well, we hope you had fun tonight. We had fun. I keep thinking I'm into Comedy Central or something, you know, one of those supper clubs I like. It's different, you know. So, you know, we take it all, we love it, and we do feel privileged to be able to play music and make a little money, support ourselves barely, but it's good. But it's a hell of a life. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. You guys provide us with that, and a reason to believe, a reason to be. So anyway, this song is all about redemption, rejuvenation, rebirth, whatever you want to make it, really. It's one of the very, very first songs that we wrote in the band. I wrote with the original members, and we're still writing it, in fact, every night. Yes. Never quite know what will happen, but we want to thank you for being an awesome, supportive audience. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And so this song is Phoenix. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Summer. I'm going to leave you with this song, completely titled inappropriately in jail there. back. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We hope to see you again. Thank you so much. It's a great place. We love it. Thank you.